Sometimes the best you can do to get in a better mood is to simply notice your mood is not in a good place. The first step, if you want to fix being in a bad mood, is to honestly look at and notice where your mood is. Then there's a lot of hope, and you can go to work from there if you assume that it's not necessarily going to change immediately right on your schedule. So the first key thing is to just notice the mood. For example, I just noticed a little while ago my mood was total crap. It just was in the dumps. It was down low, being just annoyed. And that's where things start to get better. When you honestly look at your attitude and notice where is your attitude at right now. You can't do this if you're blaming it on the outside world, if you're criticizing other people. However, if you notice you're doing that, you can use that to start looking in. So as long as you're looking outward, you're often not looking inward. So for me, if I'm starting to say, well, these people, Amazon's not doing this right, my mom's not doing that right, and this is annoying me, and as long as I'm looking out at what everyone else is doing wrong, I'm not seeing what I'm doing wrong. And that's the attraction of it. That's the attraction of looking all the time at what's wrong with the world instead of looking inside and looking at what's wrong with your own attitude towards the world. The world's just fine how it is. The world's how it's supposed to be today. The only thing that can be off is my attitude, my outlook on the world. So the first step for me is to notice when my outlook on the world's got screwed up. Once I see that, then there's things I can do. As long as I'm focused outside, there's nothing I can do. If you don't notice you're in a bad mood, if you're so used to being in a bad mood, you take it for granted, never look in like I used to do, or if the only thing you can think to do is to just do take something like alcohol or drugs or anything else related to that, like addictions, to try and change your mood. And that's all you focus on is changing your mood instead of looking at the mood itself. Look at it very carefully. And it can be hard, yes, because you can see, wow, I'm all anxious, I'm all stirred up, I'm annoyed, I'm feeling a little depressed. Whoa. And as long as you don't look at it that it has to be changed right now. My mood does not have to be changed right this second. I know it will be different in the future. In fact, I don't even have to do anything. It will change on its own. It's just like the weather. Depending on where you live now, the weather may be different. I know that sometimes it's cloudy and sometimes it storms and sometimes there's a hurricane. And yet, most of the time it's sunny. At least in Florida, it is. Most of the time things are good. And so when it's cloudy, I don't need to try and make a scheme to evaporate all the clouds. I don't need to make a scheme to go into outer space where it's sunny again. I can sit patiently where I'm at, and that's what I'm doing. I know my mood will change. I don't have to do anything to change it. I know it will change. And yet, I want things to do to change it. So one thing that works for me, once I see, oh wow, this attitude's not so good right now, is it? It's to accept the resistance. Accept the resistance. To say, okay, my attitude's not good and I'm not happy about that. I'm resisting my bad attitude. My attitude's bad and then I'm fighting against it. So I'm not liking something and now I'm in a bad mood. And now I don't like I'm in a bad mood, so I'm fighting that I'm in a bad mood to start with. So to at least accept, okay, here's where I am right now. I can stop fighting the bad mood. And just look at, oh, okay, are you a little down? Why are you a little down? Well, it doesn't necessarily even matter why. It can help sometimes the mind to feel a little better, to look at you just did something, or you just often tried to do too many things. That's a good recipe to get in a bad mood. You know, I just was talking to my mom and I was trying to handle something with Amazon customer report and a Google. And by the end of the call, I had to stop. My mood was going so far downhill. All I could do was sit and talk to my mom because multitasking often puts me in a bad mood. And just doing something, focusing on one thing will often put you in a better mood. Like just doing this video, Already, I feel my mood's improved a little bit because I'm here. I'm just doing this. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just doing this. So, focusing on one thing often will allow you to move through your mood. And if that's not enough, praying about it will help. And regardless of what higher power you believe in or what you call them or what your relationship with any religion is, prayer is a good affirmation at a bare minimum. It's a really good affirmation. So if you pray that you'll be in a better mood, or you confess, like, yes, I'm in a really bad mood now. I'm sorry about that. And thank you for having me to be alive right now. I hope I can be in a better mood. Or I'm willing to work to be in a better mood. I'm willing to take care of myself to be in a better mood. Often you'll find then there's very practical things you could do to put yourself in a better mood. Often there's a phrase, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, halt. Often if you're in a bad mood, it's because you're hungry. You haven't eaten in a while. And you can then work, and when you pray, you'll be inspired to go eat, to stop trying to do 60 different things and to go eat. Or you're thirsty, to stop trying to do all these things and fight your bad mood and go do something that's good for you. Eat, have some water or something, some tea to drink, and or coffee, maybe a soda if you do that. I used to drink sodas, I don't anymore. Do something to take care of yourself. If you notice you're all angry, then look at it and pray. I'll pray to not be angry anymore. I'm willing to do the work to not be angry anymore. And if you're angry, it can be hard to be angry in sometimes in a different position. If you lay down or sit and relax for a moment or just don't do anything and look at it, sometimes the anger will dissipate on its own. Or you can be lonely. And often loneliness is somewhere you've put yourself. Go where you can find a group of people where you won't be lonely. I have a support group I go to every day. It helps a lot with the loneliness. I know I can go there and share my problems. Or you might be tired. Tired to me, hungry and tired are two of the number one things that will put you in a bad mood. And I notice if I'm up longer than 16 hours, the reason I'm in a bad mood is automatically being tired. There's nothing else needed. And the automatic response is to go to bed. Most of the worst moods I've had have often been late at night or during the day when I was hungry. That accounts for about 90% of the bad moods I've had that have not been related to like making myself sick or somehow, like with alcohol or. So almost all the bad moods I've had have been tired and hungry. So if you're in a bad mood, check those things. When's the last time you ate? If it's more than 3 hours ago, you could probably use a little snack. I don't mean a half bag of potato chips. I mean a little granola bar, something like 100, 200 calories, a banana, some little pick-me-up, just a little something. And if you've been up longer than 16 hours or sometimes longer than 12 hours, try going to sleep. Try taking a nap. It's amazing. I look back and I used to be so confused. My friends and I, we'd stay up really late and play these games. We'd all get so nasty with each other and mad. And what was the reason? We were all tired. We were all up past our bedtime. We were all tired and cranky. And now I'm better about not doing that. My friend, you want one more game, one more game. It's past my bedtime, man. I'm already tired and cranky. I'm not going to get any less tired and cranky by continuing to do what I'm doing. So today, I pray to be always willing to look at my mood, especially right now. Because when I look at my mood, then I have the real chance to let it change into another mood. If I'm not willing to look at it, it often will stay the same. It sometimes will change on its own also. But when I look at it, it usually will change faster. And I pray that when I'm in a mood, when I see that I'm in a mood, that I'm willing to do healthy, positive things to take care of myself with the understanding that often my mood is caused by neglecting myself, trying to do too much. Trying to do too much, I would say, is the cause of my negative mood I had this morning. Well, this morning, it's like 3 in the afternoon. I'm on night shift with the baby now. And doing too much is usually a great, easy, simple, consistent cause for my bad moods. So when I do a little less, I have a little something to eat. I'm going to do that right after this and get to sleep. I'll try and go to bed a little earlier tonight, but I still got a good like 8 hours of sleep. When you look at those things, I pray that you have the chance to look at your moods and to look at simple things you can do that are healthy to pick yourself up a little bit. Food, sleep, water, relaxing for a little bit, and relaxing, I mean doing less, not doing more. So I'm thankful I've learned all of these things because it's painful. It's really painful to blindly go around, not be aware of what you're doing, to hurt, to not know how to feel better, and then to try and do all these things to feel better that don't really help. So this is what works for me today, and that's why I've shared it with you. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this, and I hope this is useful for you.